You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host, and co-hosting with me today is Chris Doyle of the Baptist Messenger.
Hi, I'm glad to be here.
And Chris, I'm really excited about today's guest and topic. I'm talking about Amy Hansen, who's a ministry expert and author. She's written a book called Baby Boomers and Beyond, Tapping the Ministry Talent and Passions of Adults Over 50. Amy, welcome to Messenger Insight.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you were one of the key presenters at the recent State Evangelism Conference for the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma and talked with groups about a topic on your heart relating to your book. Could you talk about what message you brought here to Oklahoma?
Yeah, you know, one of the things I think is just so important is that we all be thinking about, especially those that are in the second half of life, what it means to finish well and to do that in such a way that we're really making an impact for Christ and for his kingdom. And so I really tried to address what does it mean to age well and to do it biblically, and, you know, to look at kind of all the components that involves, both with our physical health and our mind, our cognitive function, and then probably most importantly, being engaged with life, you know, not withdrawing as we get older, but, you know, fully embracing this season of life as a time to really make a difference for Christ.
I think that's an important message for today. You know, so often society, when people get into it, this new life stage, think, well, we can reminisce about the past and then do some retirement and relaxation. But what you're saying is there's really ministry opportunities for this stage.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I think that perhaps some of the very greatest achievements that people can accomplish or some of the biggest things that God perhaps wants to do through them may happen at this stage of life, which is really rather counterculture to what we're being taught. You know, society teaches us that aging or the later years of life are a time to slow down and to, you know, kind of let the younger ones do it and to just sort of fade into the background. And even a message that younger is better, and we need to try to stay young. But the Bible has so many examples, as well as just there's examples of people today who are saying and living a life that says, you know, these are some of my best years, and I'm going to press on right up until the finish line and give God some of my very best right now.
Amy, this is Chris, and I'm really happy to be talking to you. Before I worked with the Messenger, I worked with Baptist Village communities here in the state. I had the opportunity to meet some very fascinating people, some would consider in their latter years, so to speak. But something that I've learned is definitely, you know, in kindred spirit of your approach of how to look at the senior years, if you will. And something that I've noticed in the, you know, the philosophy, the approach, especially with Baptist Village, is the words that we use of things that kind of trigger that may be more negative or something like that. Like you know, you don't use the word nursing home. You would use health center or something of that nature, or even the word retirement, something that at Baptist Village they don't even use. They say the R word because from their approach, and this definitely I think goes along with you, Amy, is, you know, the definition of retire is to be taken out of service. So I kind of wanted to hear what your thoughts are of how important terminology, words, and those things working with older adults.
Well, I think it's really important, and sometimes it's stuff that I wish we didn't have to necessarily talk about, but I heard somewhere that, you know, changing the culture even starts with changing the terminology or the vocabulary. And one of the terms that I think we're all going to have to consider is just the label of a senior or senior adult. In our society today, as the baby boomers are aging, the first one, or the oldest one, is 67 in 2013. They especially are rejecting that term of senior, senior citizen, senior adult. The lead story on the Omaha World Herald, where I'm from up here in Nebraska, had an article maybe a year or two ago that said, you know, boomers reject the word senior, and senior was being taken out of like the retirement community label, and you know, nobody's really sure what term is going to be put in its place. And frankly, it's not a bad word. It's just that it's associated
right.
with these images that people have, you know, that means nursing home ministry, or that means bus trips to Branson, or and because it's associated with that, then many folks in our churches and in our communities don't want to associate with that ministry. So if we have to change our terminology or drop a word in order to reach more people, then I think that it's really important that we do that. I'll add to that, too, some of the terms we've used for our senior adult ministry, perhaps like golden agers or the teenagers or, you know, I don't know what all of your listeners, but they'll know what I'm talking about. I think we'll have to be dropping those names, too, because that's not going to resonate with the new group of older adults that are emerging on the scene.
I quite agree. And one thing I've been fascinated to see is the embrace of technology, whether it be the internet-based social media sites like Facebook. Are you seeing, Amy, that people of all ages are able to take these tools and use them to connect with others and build a relationship and point to Christ?
Yeah, absolutely. In terms of baby boomers, kind of the young old, they're the number one users of Facebook right now. So it's really a myth to assume that you know, the older folks aren't as interested or savvy with the technology, because many of them are, and they also are really motivated to learn it because it's a way for them to connect with their grandkids or in relationship with others. So I think it's something that churches shouldn't neglect. We shouldn't neglect that piece.
Well, we've been talking to Amy Hansen, who is an author and ministry expert, and in the upcoming edition of The Baptist Messenger, the February 14th issue, you'll be able to read comments from her presentations at the State Evangelism Conference. In addition, on page 2, Dr. Bill Pierce of the Baptist Village Communities has a subject just with what we've been talking about today, Amy. And any other way people can connect with you and your ministry and thoughts, maybe online or...
Certainly. Through my website is a great way to connect. It's just Amy, A-M-Y, Hansen, H-A-N-S-O-N .org, amyhansen.org. And can also email me that way too, amy@amyhansen.org. And I'd love to hear from anybody.
Fantastic. Well, Amy, we sure appreciate you. Chris and I appreciate you coming on and sharing your insight into this key issue that all of society will be dealing with, including the church. And we wish blessings upon you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me today.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at baptistmessenger.com.